Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Wendy.
And welcome to the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast. Tonight is a Ramblings episode.
Yep.
Kind of a special edition. It's actually a Christmas edition Ramblings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Christmas is almost here.
Yeah, like in a week and a half so. Is it that or is it 2 weeks?
I don't know. I don't want to.
Something like that. Yeah, don't.
Yeah, we don't.
Don't think about it, people.
It's very close. And I always think I'm ready, and then all of a sudden I'm not.
Yeah, you think you're ready, but, you know, and then it's like 3 days before and you're like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
I still got to get so-and-so a coffee mug.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
people be drinking coffee on Christmas.
We still have a few things to get, right?
Yeah, yeah, a couple things. No, I'm not going to list them, yeah, because this is going to be out before Christmas.
Yeah.
So we don't want to give any gifts away.
Mm-mm.
Oh, speaking, no, we're going to cover that in just a few here. So tonight, well, let's talk about first A little shindig we went to earlier today.
Oh, go for it.
You know what I'm talking about? Housewarming party for Jennifer Brown. I believe we interviewed her, on episode 8.
And Demas. They bought a house.
Yeah, they bought a house. So they had a little housewarming tonight. Not too shabby. Gifted gift and a little fireball.
Yeah. Yep.
And we talked. Do you remember the lady's name that we talked to?
I wish I did. The only name that comes to mind is Vicky, and I think that's wrong. So.
Yeah. She looked like she could be a Vicky, though.
Okay. You're out there, Vicky.
Yeah.
It was fun talking to you.
Oh, yeah. We did.
I don't think your name is.
We had her
Vicky.
Go to our website.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think she bookmarked it, so she's going to look later.
Oh, dang. Nice.
Yeah. We may get a new subscriber.
That'd be awesome.
Speaking of that, I think pretty soon we're going to be giving away some stuff to new subscribers.
Pew, pew, pew.
So stay tuned for that. That's going to be some exciting shit.
Yeah.
Working on the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast merch line as well. That's going to be awesome once that is all set up.
Yeah, we've got some stickers.
Right now we have stickers and buttons, we're going to be moving into
shirts. To make what? Transfer? What did we try and make, but we couldn't?
Like a decal thing, like you would put on your car, like white in color. Yeah. It was a little too detailed.
Dang it.
We'd need something a little more simplified, I guess, for them to make it.
Yeah. So I push buttons instead.
Yeah. So soon there'll be Toasted Marshmallow Adventures t-shirts. I actually just ordered myself a Toasted Marshmallow Adventures phone case.
I know.
I was like, I just want to see how it looks. So set it up on Printful and then purchased it.
And that's a cool site.
Yeah. You can sell your merchandise and not actually carry an inventory of it. So we don't want to give away all of our secrets.
But it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So.
But the stickers and buttons, we've got those in hand. Those went through Sticker Mule.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Sheesh, wake up over there. Usually I'm the one that sounds tired. We have reverse roles tonight, people.
I guess so. This is some bullshit. Right.
Yeah, I'm going to turn your mic up a little bit just because you sound so tired.
What time is it? Is it even 8?
Let me look because it is not late. 7:51.
Boom.
Not late. Yeah. We haven't done anything today. Well, we did a few things. Yeah.
We went to a store that was too busy, and that zapped my energy. And then we went to another store where we decided we didn't want to take a number and wait in line.
And yeah, because so, like, it was going to be probably like an hour. So we didn't really do anything.
And then we went to Jen's.
And that it just made us tired, kind of, because we were just unsuccessful at things.
Yeah.
And that took our energy away.
Yeah. I got more at when we went to Jen's.
You got more what?
Energy. Just yeah. talking. That yeah, woman after we had got a fun there. Story.
We were pretty kind of tired beforehand and on the way there.
Pretty kind of, yes.
Pretty kind of tired, yeah.
Pretty kind of tired. Yeah. We were both drinking one or more forms of
coffee.
Caffeine.
Yeah. We both had coffee that we made. Hers is much sweeter than mine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hers is like
black. Like
almost like a not fruit flavored, but it's like a Skittle. It's just sugar.
Is that right?
Kind of, yeah.
Wow.
Like a more.
I don't really like Skittles, but I love.
But
my
not
coffee.
Not Skittle flavored, but like sweet, like you're eating sugar or drinking sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like some people like that, but I like mine with some coffee flavoring to it.
Stop it. You're exaggerating. I think your palate is way different from mine.
It is in some ways. Yeah, a lot of ways, actually. Because yeah. I like a number of foods that yours like, nope.
Nope.
Yeah. So.
And I only have one.
I mean, to kind of explain this a little bit more. Going to a restaurant, if it's someplace we both have been, you're more at, or you will 100% of the time order a meal that you've had there before numerous times.
Yes.
Like the same thing.
Yes, 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 yes.
And I would
every
go
time,
in and.
Because I know it's going to be awesome.
So I would go in and order something different.
No.
From time to time. You know, I may have a favorite that I went back to, but I would try some new things.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You got
know
a
why.
New menu item? Oh, that sounds kind of delicious. I'll take that.
Yeah, I don't do that. Ever.
Yeah, no, I do that. I like to switch it up a little variety in my food.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe that's why I like a lot of foods.
Except for what, Chris Adams?
I am not a huge fan of green beans.
No, I thought you were going to say the Christmas-related one.
Oh, minced meat pie.
What?
Yeah, not a fan.
I love the minced meat
pie. I've tried it,
oh my gosh. It's a good pie. And it has a cover on it. And then on top of the cover, you can, like my mom would always put like my initials or something. Carve it into the pie crust.
Into the crust on the top.
Yeah, one time for Thanksgiving, she did her version of a turkey. It looked like a turkey.
Well, on the pie crust?
Yeah,
the top?
On the top.
And you said she would put your initials.
Yeah.
WM or WSM?
WSM.
And you can turn it... either way, regular, straight up, or upside down,
correct.
And they'll still say WSM.
What? I know. I love my initials.
Yeah.
So
mine
cool.
Don't do that.
No.
What do you call that? That's not a palindrome. Is that? Does that have a word?
Flipperdoodle.
A flipperdoodle is what you call it.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Sheesh.
I don't know if that
everybody is out there, get out a piece of paper and a pen and write WSM, and then turn it upside down, and
what?
It still says WSM.
I know, magic.
Yeah. WTF. All right.
So cold in this room.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess it kind of is. Mm-hmm. I have on a sweatshirt. Oh, I forgot we're filming. Let me make sure I'm looking decent over here. Oh, I was going to wear my beanie.
It's too late, dude. They've seen you.
Oh, but I have headphones on.
Oh, God. The beanie over headphones. Look. That's way down.
How's that look? Okay, I'm going to not do that then. Dang. But if I put the beanie on, it'll be over my ears.
Is your head cold or is this all about your appearance?
I mean, yeah, this is about appearance, like how I look right now on this video that we're videoing.
Has everybody noticed my headphones?
Oh,
that
yeah.
I'm wearing?
Those are like from some Nickelodeon show.
Yeah. Can you see?
JoJo, I think.
It's
kind of
hard with the
their
light.
Headphones, but it has a big pink bow on the top.
Yeah. They're child size, too. They don't go over my full ear.
No. Yeah, mine either. Yeah. Because I've tried, and yeah, they're just like.
And you can really only hear in one ear.
You can only hear in one ear.
Yeah.
Well, that rhymed.
You know what that calls for?
The police.
No.
Oh, a clown. A clown. Are you a clown? Oh, I remember this. You were talking about a story about Christmas and a tree falling.
Oh, yeah.
What's that all about?
That is when I was a kid. I think I was pretty young because I think we lived in Valdez at the time. We initially lived, I was born in Juneau, and then we moved to Valdez, I think, when I was 2 or 3. But I actually remember parts of this, and I have no idea how, and then I filled in the rest for my mom. But I learned that there were candy canes on the tree, and so when they were asleep, I crawled out of bed and was grabbing for the candy canes.
Wait, how old were you?
I'm guessing I would be like 2 or 3.
Oh, dang.
You can walk then, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, kids, I think, normally walk around like the first year.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, so that...
I don't remember. It's been a long time.
That'd be a toddler.
Toddler. Right? 2 to 3, I think, yeah, like 3-ish is okay. Toddler.
So I'd be toddling.
She's toddling, folks.
And I went to go grab a candy cane off the tree, and I pulled the whole tree over onto myself.
Oh, shit.
Screaming bloody murder.
Like it got stuck? Or what?
Yeah, it had to have, because the whole tree came down.
And you pulled the whole tree over?
Yeah.
This is in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
You're trying to sneak a fucking candy cane?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, God. Did it wake everyone up?
Yes. They came running because I was screaming.
And what happened? You were like, oh, my God, I was just walking by and the tree fell on me.
I don't even think I had words then.
You're like, ah. Yeah. You were like, you had branches sticking into you and stuff.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Sheesh.
So
what happened?
The part I don't remember is, did I get a candy cane or was I in trouble? I don't remember that part.
You think you would know.
Yeah. I have no idea.
You think your mom or John would know?
No.
No, you didn't know John then, huh?
That was my dad.
Oh, damn.
So who knows?
As your mom would say, that's the Wayback Machine. Right?
I thought I said that.
I've only heard her say that.
Oh, my gosh. I swear I say that, too. Holy crap.
I don't know if I've ever heard you say it.
Whoa. I say it in my mind, then.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess I think at least I do, and I know you do, have little sayings you only kind of say in your head.
Yeah.
Because it would be extremely stupid if you actually made them audible.
Right. Are you saying we think dumb things?
What?
Are you saying we think dumb things?
I'm saying probably everyone kind of thinks dumb things at times.
Yeah.
You know, so just live with it. You know, you're going to think dumb shit sometimes. We're humans.
Yeah, but what you're saying is don't say it out loud.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got to keep some stuff in your head, you know. You want people to still like you.
Right.
You know, so.
There are those people, though, that don't. They
no,
say what they...
No, yeah.
And
those
itching.
People are on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that.
A lot. I got to grab my beer. Okay, so yeah, what were you gonna say?
Christmas.
Oh yeah. Oh, this is where.
This our Christmas themed?
This is Ramblings Christmas edition.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure.
Christmas.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So, I was gonna talk about this story here. The Grove Christmas tree. And Boise fell over.
Yeah.
Oh, look at it. There's a picture right there.
Yeah.
The Christmas tree in Boise's downtown Grove Plaza fell over sometime Thanksgiving evening. Oh, Thanksgiving was jealous of Christmas.
What?
Yeah, that's what happened. Because they watched the, there's video of it. And they can't determine what did it. So it was, the force of Thanksgiving hating on Christmas.
Thanksgiving was jealous of Christmas?
Yeah. Do you want to see the video?
Yeah.
I have it right here. This is what I did in my prep.
Oh, nice. That's yeah. why it took so long.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. I forgot something.
What?
I forgot the iPad.
What were we doing with that? Oh, yeah. Well, we're not to that part. But yeah, you okay. can.
Well, can I do it on here?
You could pull it up. Yeah, I'll shut my eyes. Yeah, you can pull it up on the TV. That's coming up. So yeah, do you want to see this video?
Yeah.
It's really short, but it gets the point across.
10 seconds. There's a tree.
There's a tree falling.
Oh my gosh. And no evidence of why.
No. Thanksgiving, whoa. That's your evidence.
Do you think it's, did you hear about that guy? I think I told you about him, that goes around just doing random things in the country and making him look like a mystery. Did I tell you about him?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, quiet.
What are you
quiet.
Doing? Yeah, I can't remember the name. Oh, I wish I could remember.
Whoosh.
It's somebody that just does that. Like, are you listening to me?
Yeah, yeah. What does the guy do?
He goes around the country, maybe the world, I don't know, and creates like
worldwide
really big or sometimes really small. Like things that seem like magical, but they aren't. And a whole population of people sees them.
He does what?
Like he could have been responsible for the tree falling over. He makes things happen in society, like to a structure or something.
Oh, is this like a mythical character kind of fantasy?
No, it's a real person that goes around and does this right now.
Like just fuck shit up.
Yeah, but not oh, sheesh. Like never takes credit, makes people. He does.
Is it Elf on a Shelf?
No, dude, he makes people think.
Thought it was Elf on a Shelf. He makes people think?
He makes people think that it is magic in the world. He sets it up so that it seems like it's magic. Like nobody can believe they're like, almost like they've seen a ghost in some cases.
Is this guy a magician? Are you talking about Chris Angel?
No, it's somebody different than that I just recently saw.
Oh, recently. Yeah. Like an actual magician, but kind of like wants to seem kind of supernatural.
The way I saw him was on some show where he was interviewed, but he had a mask on. He's one of those guys that does shit in society that is a giant secret.
A luchador.
You know, like that guy that goes around and screws up pictures? The guy that made that picture shred? Like
oh,
him.
You're talking about Banksy.
Yeah, like him, but on a bigger level.
Like, like the anonymous
maybe
people.
Yeah.
That just kind of have that mask thing that's all weird.
Yes, dude.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Holy
crap. And what
crap.
Was this in relation to? You're welcome for thinking of the name.
Yeah. Oh, no. What is this in relation to? What were we talking about?
Grove Christmas tree is the last thing.
Yes. I said, wouldn't it be weird if it was something like that? That
Banksy
he made it
or anonymous,
look fake
yeah.
or made it look like it was impossible to have happened? Because it does. It looks kind of like it was cut. And
yeah,
fall,
or
but
someone
the same,
pushed it over.
It does not look like it could possibly just break like that.
No, it didn't like break. It's almost like it was off balance.
Yeah, but then just broke in half, right? There's still a stump left, right?
Didn't break in half. It like fell over.
But is there stump left in the ground?
Well, I don't think it was in the ground. It might have been in like kind of a big, huge stand maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it looked like it broke away from the ground. Oh, no.
That was probably just a stand.
Holy crap. How much force would it take to flip over a stand?
I do not know how much Christmas tree force it takes to flip
over
a stand. Yeah. If you're an engineer, please let us know the answer to that.
We don't know the velocity of anything.
No, nothing at all.
Jeez. So, yeah, that was a weird thing.
Yeah. Crazy. And then, here we are. back on the mic. Oh, God. The next thing is Christmas gifts revealed.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Now I'm all scared.
It's kind of scary now. So,
then you're going to know, dude.
Yeah, and you know also.
Right.
So, like, last week or something, I was, we were talking in the morning, and I was like, hey, you know, I got this awesome idea for a Christmas gift for you. It's pretty expensive, and kind of, I can tell you what it is, and we can, you know, kind of go in together as the Christmas gift for each other. And it took a while to convince her to, like, that I should tell her. But I knew I pretty much nailed it. Wait, oh, did we ever talk about your birthday?
No.
Because we prefaced it with, like, or I did, like, I fucking killed it on your birthday gift. You know, and usually...
Stop it.
Usually in years past, it would be, like, some kind of trip for, you know, the future.
She keeps putting her face in Peyton's stocking.
Does it have food in it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's probably why. Wait, dang, what was it. I just talking about?
You were super adamant, too.
Okay, we're going to pause this and we're going to go back and listen real quick. What's up, guys? This is Chris from the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast. I just wanted to let you all know that we are now on CastBox as well as SoundCloud. Download either one and listen to us. Please subscribe, listen, share our podcast with your friends, family, on Facebook, social media, Instagram, Twitter. We need as many listeners as we can get to grow the podcast. Also, we do have a website. It is www.toastedmarshmallowadventures.com. So go check it out. Now back to the show. All right. And we're back. This is like 3 days later.
Yeah.
And we listened to what we were talking about. So we were about Christmas gifts revealed. And I was telling a little story. About your birthday, because we talked in a previous podcast.
You set me up bad.
I know. I was like, you know, I killed it on your birthday gift.
Yeah, super confident.
And I was saying, you know, normally in years past, I would usually buy a trip, like, well, be for both of us.
Rantargy.
So it's kind of like I got a gift too.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere. I think the last year's birthday was to Coeur d'Alene, and we went skiing/slash snowboarding at Schweitzer Mountain
fun.
And Silver Mountain.
Yeah. Which was which?
Which was what?
Which was Schweitzer? Was that the first day?
That was the first day. It was really overcast, and we found out at the end of the day the backside that faces like a lake was all clear.
Didn't we do a video about wind? On the wind powered.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little video of that. We also took a video of you skiing and me snowboarding. Yeah.
I don't think we ever made we used to make videos on YouTube. I don't think we.
Oh, and they are nice.
Yeah, they are. They're fun. But I don't think we ever got to that one. I think we kind of gave up after that.
Yeah, we did.
I'm going to post that. There's some good ones. Oh, yeah. That was that abracadabra one. I think I posted.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe we did make a video.
Abracadabra. We may have posted just like that part.
Yeah.
If we did.
That was fun.
I don't know if we did, though. No, that was the last one that I was working on when we decided we didn't really decide at the time that we didn't want to do videos anymore.
Yeah.
We just kind of, the editing takes a long time.
Yeah.
For videos. Not as long for editing a podcast.
Nice.
Yeah. Speaking of that, we're going to be up on YouTube soon.
Oh, yeah. YouTube premieres?
Possibly, or just on YouTube.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. The ones I listen to, all the podcasts, they're on YouTube as well. So in the evenings, pew, pew, pew. Sometimes I'll rewatch one that I listen to during the day.
Yeah, some of them you want to see kind of the context what they may be talking about if there's a, like a visual cue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to see the different setups. They're all different. Like Mark and Mark Norman's Tuesday with Stories, and he's with Joe List. They just sit in Mark's living room on a couch.
Yeah. And the on the camera, you get a good shot of their sack area.
What?
So to speak.
Bullshit level, DEFCON 5.
No, that's true. That's not bullshit.
No, yeah, you're right. I don't know why it's tilted that way. It needs to just be, it should be their,
maybe well, like, you know, waist their, up or, you know, mid torso.
Knees up, you'd still be more directed towards their face.
Yeah, yeah.
But this way you, know, you can see their, way in front of their feet.
I mean, it's like crotch right in the middle of the screen.
Yeah.
Kinda. But I like the podcast. It's funny, you know, it's just kind of like our Ramblings episodes. They're just talking about what they're doing.
Yeah.
What's going on with them. Might read a story.
Yeah.
Might not. Might tell one.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they don't read stories. They do like banter back and forth a lot.
Yeah,
like they make jokes of, like it takes them forever to tell a story because they're bantering. They're making like jokes nonsense. Out of words.
Yeah.
And yeah. So you have to have patience.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So is this, are you sure? Presence reveal?
Okay. So to finish that story, so for her birthday this year, since I have a surgery coming up, I was like, you know, wasn't sure about trying to plan a trip, you know, for a gift for her birthday. So I went another route. And how did I do?
Sorry, I was drinking. awesome. Yeah, killed it.
Nice. And you know, some of you out there might thinking, oh, she's just saying that for the podcast.
You're so cocky.
What? No, I'm not. Am I being cocky here? No.
Yes.
Sheesh.
So I got a North Face hoodie, which I'd asked for-ish. Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah,
yeah,
I was like, I need a hoodie that I actually like. I don't. The only one I use is Brannigan's old Georgia State one. Is it Georgia State?
Might
the bumblebee? I don't know. Anyway,
like
it's
that.
Too big, and I just wear it in front of the fire. And so this one, I actually really like.
Yeah, and she mentioned how she liked, because I have a North Face hoodie that has the logo like on a patch.
Oh, yeah,
and
I like the patch logo.
She liked the patch logo look. And so, yeah, I got her one, blue.
What?
And that was kind of before I thought of the rest of her presents for birthday. And so lately, since we got the website going, which is toastedmarshmallowadventures.com, go there, check it out. There's a lot of cool stuff there.
Updates often,
yeah, all the time. Every,
like 3 times a week minimum.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. So Wendy had really gotten into doing her blog that she does on there, the Toasted Takes.
Toasted Takes.
Check
those are
out.
Fun.
Yeah.
I come up with blogs twice a week. They come out Tuesday and Thursday, usually between 9 and 10 a.m.
Yeah, and it's kind of really the thing that drives a lot of people to our website.
Yeah, it's cool.
So if you haven't yet, go to toastedmarshmallowadventures.com.
I have found my inner writer. She was there.
Yeah, yeah, you have. That was one of the things you possibly wanted to do.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool.
Is be a writer, so getting a chance to tell a little bit.
Ride on.
Getting your ride on. Sheesh.
All right.
So, yeah, so anyways, so I got her a new iPad.
Woo!
I think it's a 9.7-inch, and got her a keyboard case for it.
Yes.
And protective sleeve to put it into. So now
she
does all her blogs from that. She doesn't have to come get the computer that we use out in the living room to our laptop to record all this on.
Yeah, it's been super awesome.
Yeah, much more portable. So that's right.
I do bed blogging.
Bed blogs. And so I killed it. Anyways,
yeah, he did.
That's kind of why I was talking about revealing our Christmas gift. And talking about going in on it together, because it was an awesome idea that I wanted to do as well. Mm-hmm. And it was going to, you know, cost a decent amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, my idea was go to New York City and see one of our favorite comedians, Bert Kreischer, there at the Beacon Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then also try to catch a show of Mark Norman, who we were talking about in this podcast, has his own podcast, Tuesdays with Stories.
Yeah. But that's when you messaged him and he wasn't going to be in town.
Yeah, he was going to be in Tennessee that week.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we were trying to figure something out. We're trying to see if both comedians cross paths in their tours. To check them both out. That wasn't the case. So we decided we're going to go to LA.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, to
hit Kill up Tony. All the
comedy
main
clubs
room.
There. We're big comedy fans.
Yeah. Yeah. Comedy Store fans as well.
Yeah, we've been to the Comedy Store in Hollywood and the Laugh Factory there.
Weren't we at the Comedy Store twice? Because I remember. Didn't we get screwed up on the line twice? Yeah.
I thought one was a Comedy Store, one was a Laugh Factory. And the Laugh Factory, we waited outside for like 2 hours, it seemed like.
Oh, I thought twice at the Comedy Store, once at the Laugh Factory. Did we go Comedy Store main room?
I thought we only went to the Comedy Store once and the Laugh Factory once.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe
I'm pretty
so.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was awful, though. The line situation. There's no, like, signs, nothing.
Yeah, nothing to direct you, because there's an original room, there's the main room, and then there's, what's the other one?
Belly room.
The belly room, yeah.
And then they might have a secret show. I don't know if there's another secret room. It's like,
who knows?
And it's not a huge place, but lines.
It doesn't seem that big from the outside.
Seems very cramped inside, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're like sitting on top of people.
Yeah. Wasn't that when they put us almost in front and we're sitting in front of another couple?
Yeah, like right in front of them. We had a table, I think, in between us.
And that's where you're feeling like, I am 20 feet tall.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I've been trying
that,
to lose weight. You know what I mean? You just go through all that. Like, I didn't put myself here. Yeah, they put me here.
Sorry for my shoulder fat.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. My hair is so poofy tonight.
Yeah.
So, all right. How'd we get on that?
So oh, we yeah, decided. We're going to LA. This is Christmas Gifts Revealed.
Yes.
So we decided to go to LA, to Hollywood, and hit up all the comedy clubs that we can in a week there.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! So, hell yeah, where's the hype button?
Oh, sheesh.
It's in your hand.
I just did my woo.
Yeah.
So, are you really? You
want that to? Leads us to, oh, you say it.
No.
Why not?
Are you sure you want to?
Well, it's something that has been decided.
Okay. Because, I mean, the way we're doing Christmas this year, I already know, like, we got each other a couple other things.
Like stocking stuffers.
Yeah.
Have you spent a lot of money on me already?
I have spent. Do you really want to do this?
Well, because maybe we'll do it off the podcast. Jeez. Because, you know, we're doing the trip to Hollywood and stuff, you know, but we also have bought some other gifts. And I just kind of need to know, like. What's the level of the gifts?
Like, were they? Yeah. Did you get me my favorite candy bar and maybe a pair of socks and some underwear, or did you get me like a clock radio?
I don't
a
know
boom
which
box.
One would be better or worse to go with this. What I was saying.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Is that what you're asking? Like what? We'll talk about it off this.
Yeah, off of here.
Super awkward, dude.
I know.
Awkward. I need an unhype button.
That's horseshit.
Jeez, I wonder if that's ever not going to be funny. Okay, so there's one present Chris does not know. So I know. Well, and then we decided to buy another combined gift, which is podcast video equipment.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to be going on YouTube here soon. Yeah,
and then some lighting
stuff. We decided to buy a camera for that. And, yeah, the lighting fixtures, apparatuses, if you will.
So, anyway, so I know what Chris is doing for me, and he does not know one gift that I'm doing for him.
So we decided.
We didn't. I would have backed out of it.
No, you agreed to it. Well, you were actually the one kind of egging me on.
I don't think so.
For you to tell me. Yeah, because I didn't ask, or I wouldn't have asked either. Sheesh. I wouldn't have asked you that. You were like, do you want to know?
Oh gosh, I think I remember that.
Thank you.
Sheesh. So he does, he wants to know,
and we're gonna reveal it right now.
How do you want me to reveal it? Oh no. Where do I just say?
Like, is there a story that goes with it? Reasoning behind why you got this specific item?
Specific. Okay. Sheesh. I'm zooming it. Because it's... first, I just thought it was really, really cool.
Okay.
And then I thought...
It's $1 million.
Oh my gosh, I'm trying to blow it up so it's a good...
Do you want to bring it up here?
How would I do that?
What do you have it on there? Is it Amazon? Yeah. Is it the internet?
Uh-huh. Amazon.
Oh, you'd have to log into your account.
I think I'm in it.
But on this, on the computer?
Oh, nope.
Let's go...
No, I don't want... Let's just do it here. It's not like anybody else is going to see it.
Okay. Well, you wanted to make it bigger.
I know.
And that would make it bigger.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Okay, yeah, let's do it. Okay. You have to close your eyes, though.
Okay.
We should pause right here. It's going to take me a minute.
Okay, let me pause the record.
All right. Look.
Right now? I still have my eyes closed.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's see. Oh my God.
No way. Are you happy?
I have actually looked at this sign.
Really?
Yeah, on Amazon. And I almost bought a different one just because it was like less expensive than this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you lying? But
no, I swear to God. I'll show you it in my
freaking
car. Yeah.
So you like that one?
Yeah. Yeah, I really like that one, but it was a lot more expensive than the one that I was going to buy. But I did like that one actually better.
Cool. The hardest part was picking the colors.
Yeah.
There were a million colors to go through.
That's really weird because I've looked at that exact sign. And I've never actually said anything to you about it. No.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a neon sign that says on the air, and then it has a mic.
Yeah, and like under the neon.
It's really cool, red and blue.
Yeah, it is cool.
On the air.
Dang.
We're going to have to podcast in the dark just to see it.
Yeah. Where are we going to put it? Are we going to position it where you can see it when we start doing YouTube?
We should, yeah.
Yeah, we really should.
That'd be really cool. On the air.
Dang.
Anyway, it doesn't get here till January 3rd.
Sheesh.
Yeah, I signed up for the
free
Prime.
Are you trying to ruin Christmas?
No. And then this wasn't Prime.
Oh, dang.
It was like, awesome.
Yeah, you know, at work today, I ordered I can't say it, but that present for Peyton, and it said it's not going to be here. Well, one thing says December 27th, and the other says December 31st.
Oh, wow. Is that Prime?
No, I got that on eBay.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
So,
And that's the main present?
Yeah, that's like the, you know,
the premium, one,
the large gift, larger, or, you know, main.
Yeah. I'm glad you're happy with that.
Yeah, that's kind of.
But you see how it was like crazy. I said, I don't know if this is really like for you or for me.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy because, I've never said anything to you about that.
Uh-uh.
Looked at this exact sign. Yeah, and had a different one in my cart. Yeah, just because it was less expensive.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I ended up getting the bigger one. I got the 16x12.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
It's going to be on.
Yeah.
Like Donkey Kong.
Because I signed up for the credit card.
The Amazon credit card?
Yeah. To get
what kind of limit did you get?
I don't know.
Did we get?
No. I'm canceling that thing as soon as I can. I just wanted the money off so I could get this bigger one.
Oh, so you got a deal for getting the credit card, and you're going to cancel.
Dang right.
Sheesh.
Because I'm a smart shopper, Chris Adams.
Pew, 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 pew. Yeah, when you bought your car, your Kia Soul, you, even though you had the funds to buy it outright, you initially financed it because you got like $2,000 or $3,000 off for doing that.
Yeah, that's right. I did.
Yeah.
What?
And then what'd you get, like the first bill and you just paid it all off?
Yeah.
Sheesh. Daddy Warbucks over here.
That was a cool feeling. Yeah.
That's from Annie.
Yeah. Huh? I had a friend, Clint Cropper. I still have him as a friend. But in high school, I used to call him Clinton P. Warbucks.
Really? Why?
I don't have any idea.
Clinton P. And his name is what? Clint what?
Clint Cropper.
Clint Cropper. Are you friends with him on Facebook currently?
Yeah.
Oh, you should give him a little tag when this podcast comes out.
Hashtag Clint Cropper.
Hashtag Clint Cropper. Or just be like.
He lives.
Tag him.
In the Stanley area.
Oh, really? Is that the one you mentioned before? Do they have like an Airbnb there?
Oh, I think they were talking about doing that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Clint Cropper. Yep. Airbnb.
Yep. Knew him in Juneau. So what else you got?
Holy crap. We have not talked about any of this stuff on the list since we started this second part of the podcast.
We talked about that.
Yeah, but that is what we started with.
And we've got
20 minutes ago.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah. Let's finish this another night.
Is this going to be like a three-parter?
It might be.
Okay.
I'm getting tired. Are you?
Yeah, we've been on here for a while. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Peace out.
All right, we're back.
Yes, we are.
By popular demand.
Mm-hmm.
We just demanded it of ourselves.
And what's next, Chris Adams? Do you have a story to tell?
No.
Christmas story?
Oh, yes, I do. I was going to tell this story from my childhood of a Christmas. This is when we lived in Vallejo on Kentucky Street. Which was a cool place to grow up. We were the only white family on the block.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, all my friends were different ethnicities.
Huh.
Actually, when I played Little League, when we lived in that area, I was the only white kid on the team as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So, you know. So, anyways, yeah, this Christmas... we had a tree. We lived on Kentucky Street. I think I mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a duplex. And ours was upstairs. But it also had another house in the back. So it was like three houses on the property. I think my dad owned it at the time. Yeah. And we rented the other houses out to people.
Oh, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool. And so... So we lived on the second story of this this establishment, so to speak. We had some dogs. One dog in particular, I remember at that time, I believe was Pepper. And Pepper was a black short-haired chihuahua and acted like one, very hyper, I think very barky. And that's probably not the only dog we had, but I think we had that dog at that time.
And birds?
I don't remember if we had birds there. No, I think we did, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Birds, for me.
Yeah.
They're rough.
That doesn't seem like a pet.
I can't. Yeah.
Like,
I used to clean a house where an African gray assaulted me.
Assaulted?
Yeah. And insulted.
What? Is that? That's a big one, right?
Yeah. And they're scary. Like, when they're aggressive. Like
one of your client's pets?
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not cleaning under that. And she'd leave a note like, no, I'm not going to like.
Oh, my brother Tom had a bird. I think it would like dive bomb you in the house.
They're terrifying when they're mean.
It was like a green one, a big one, a
teal?
What's the bigger one?
I don't know.
Cockatoo?
Parakeet?
I don't know. Yeah, it was big and green and just squawked all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. Some people are really great with them and love them. I just... What?
Oh, on the squawking bird. I was a little late because I had to reach all the way over to your side.
Feel free to keep it, dude.
Wendy is a sound effects hog.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely have to have my effects.
Yeah.
Speaking of effects, just real quick, we are on Instagram now. What?
We're hit to the gram, as Wendy would put
Ram.
It. The G-Ram.
So make sure you check us out. Follow us.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get different stuff.
Different content on Instagram. Mm-hmm. We're not even going to tell you
what kind
of different content, but
we know.
You might want to check it out.
Yeah.
So follow us. Toasted Marshmallow Adventures 1, I believe. Is that how people find you? It's like @Toasted, your username?
I don't know.
Or dude, Instagram.
I'm just trying to figure this shit out.
Like,
yeah.
What about MySpace?
I wasn't there.
You never had a MySpace account?
No.
What?
No.
Were you in California at that time?
No. Probably Idaho. What years? I moved here in 93.
Let's say, like, I'm just kind of guessing, maybe like 2007.
Well, no, I was
2005.
Totally here. No, I was here.
What about 2000?
I was 35 in 2005. Is that right? Oh, my God.
But were you in Idaho?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I moved here in 93.
Okay. Were you with Tom at that time?
Yes.
Okay. So you probably wouldn't have had a MySpace account.
Nope. Was it only to meet people? Is that what you're saying?
I think so. And well, I guess you could have your regular friends on there too.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know. I had a MySpace. Actually, I wish I could still get into it or if it even existed because I actually had a response on MySpace from Taylor Swift. It'd be cool to have, you know.
Because you messaged her after you saw her?
Yeah, I saw her. She actually came to Boise and did a private show at the Buffalo Club. That's when she was just country. That was before she did pop. And I had a friend that worked who was a DJ at KQFC, and he invited me to it. And it was only like 50 people.
And then you got a picture with her and stuff?
I know. And I've lost the picture autographed by her.
How do you do that, dude?
I don't know. I've moved a lot. You know.
Sheesh.
Things.
I mean, I don't even like Taylor Swift, but I would think that was cool. I mean, I don't dislike her either. I
kind of liked her better when she was country than pop.
Oh, I don't even know that that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. She started out as a country singer.
The only thing I know was when Kanye West came up and she was about to get an award and he Beyonce deserves. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And speaking of that, we're totally getting off the Christmas topic, but I was listening to the Jeremiah Wonders Roadcast podcast, and Tony Hinchcliffe totally was like, anybody that thinks Kanye West is an idiot is like an idiot themselves.
Why did he say that?
He said because he's a genius businessman, because he said the way Kanye West is switching to gospel, that's a massive, like, up to 5 million, and I don't know if any of this is fact, but up to 5 million people listen to, like, gospel and country, and so
he said, he's saying, like, tapping into, like, a new genre.
Yeah, and he thinks he's going to do this for a while, get them all hooked, and then switch back.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he probably will. I still think he's an idiot, though.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah. I don't think he's a kind person.
Yeah, I think he's
seems very arrogant.
Very much about himself and, you know.
But isn't he also, so like if he's using, he been diagnosed?
Like, diagnosed with what?
Like bipolar or something?
I don't know, but I think using the religious community for like personal or financial gain really makes you a shitty person.
Yeah. Yeah, he seems very shallow to me, but what do I know?
What do we know?
Yeah, anyway, like, back to Christmas. Friends. Okay, so we were talking about, we haven't even gotten to what happened. We got to the birds.
Oh my God.
Okay, so back to the story.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to have to just kind of shorten
it. What happened?
The dogs were knocking the Christmas tree over, like, I think numerous times, and it was pissing my mom off. She was getting just madder and madder every time it happened. So she, at one point, just was so pissed. She grabbed the Christmas tree and threw it out the window of the second story.
Yes, she did. I've heard this before, and I love that story. She just had it. She was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Three boys, a dog, birds. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, got to go upstairs every time you got home.
Yeah.
Oh, there were porch stairs, too. So you probably had 6 to 8 porch stairs. And then
Porch stair?
Like, concrete? Stairs. I think they were made out of wood.
Well, what's the difference between a regular stair and a porch stair?
Like, these were, you know, up to the porch. So outside the house. Yeah. Sheesh.
Wow, I totally missed that. All right. Stairs on the porch.
And yeah. Then other stairs. And then you open your front door, and there's like 20 more stairs.
Dang.
Yeah. Lots of stairs.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, she threw the tree out the frickin' window.
Nice.
Ruined Christmas for everybody.
Actually, you all ruined it. She was just reacting to the chaos.
It wasn't us.
Yeah. You don't think the boys played a part? No, I don't think so.
Probably.
All right, let's switch to Christmas traditions.
Woo! All right. You're up first.
Yes, I have traditions, folks. Since before I can remember, I've always gotten, well, probably not before I can remember.
Oh, God. That's stupid. Since before I can remember.
That is a saying, though, right?
Since, long as I remember.
Maybe.
Can remember. For as long as I can remember.
Before I can remember. Before I can remember.
Yeah, like that doesn't. It's not even. It's not possible.
So for a very long time, and actually, I have a note from when I was a kid that I wrote to my mom, like, sorry that I bought these for you and then ate them. I have been getting my mom chocolate covered cherries. So that's a thing, and I only missed 1 year, and that was when I got divorced, and I just freaking lost my mind that year. I was not myself. I was slightly nuts. So anyway, that's a cool tradition, and every
now
year.
You said you would eat them a lot of times.
Yeah, a lot of times I end up buying them twice.
Okay, like
I eat
what would be the percentage of times you bought them twice out of how many years?
Probably started when I was 6 or 7.
Okay, because that was all you could afford at that time.
Yeah,
because well, you didn't have a job.
No job.
You didn't sell yourself on the
started when
on
I was
streets.
Really young, though, because there's a crazy, almost like, you know, how young people write when it's like straight line, then a crooked thing. And yeah.
You are nice.
Yeah, you are my friend. I
like
heart
your
you.
Hair.
Yeah, you are
it
pretty.
It is blonde.
Yeah, it was like that. Sorry, Mom. Anyway, so that'd be like 44 years or 43 years of giving her these, except for the 1 year that I missed when I got divorced.
43?
Yeah.
Dang, and you missed the year you got divorced.
Mm-hmm. And she has always gotten me a calendar.
Oh.
Every single year. Yep.
Dang.
Other traditions we have... Oh, I always got an orange in my stocking at the very base of
and
my stocking.
And why was that?
I don't know. It was always a tangerine. I loved it.
I miss it. A tradition.
Yeah, huh? It was a tradition. And then my mom always made, and I'm not sure if this was strictly Christmas or Thanksgiving and or Christmas, but a mincemeat pie.
A mincemeat pie.
And Chris doesn't like mincemeat.
No, I don't like that.
What the fuck? Mincemeat is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's not meat,
I
dude.
I beg to differ.
Oh, come on now. That ain't even bullshit.
That's horseshit. I can't help it. These buttons are awesome.
Oh. Oh, my God.
What was that?
You, pulled on your mic cord. You might want to adjust your mic there back to bring it up.
All I was doing was adjusting my foot.
Yeah. Just pulled on some stuff.
All right, we're back. And we're back.
We're back, and we're back, everybody.
Okay, so I got my traditions done. What's your tradition, Chris Adams?
The only one I can remember is just, and I don't know if everyone does this. It just seemed like a normal thing. We just always opened one gift on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah, we never did that.
You didn't? Yeah, no. We did that the whole time growing up. Mm-mm. And it was usually when you got the pajamas.
Oh, yeah. I never got pajamas.
Oh, really? No. I think I got pajamas.
Other people
maybe
did that.
I don't remember now exactly. Might have been pajamas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always had two Christmases because I would wake up at my mom's house and then that same morning I would go over to my dad's house. It was so awesome. As an only child. Yeah, it was
Sounds
so awesome.
Greedy.
No, but it was very cool. Because my dad was trying to overcompensate for not being a very good dad. Oh, so man. I would get video games, you know, those handheld ones way back when.
Mm-hmm.
Are you flossing your teeth on a podcast, dude?
No.
OMG.
I was listening, you know, I was in between talking. You know, you gotta floss, people like...
Not no on one, a podcast.
No one can really.
You picked your toes. Remember that one?
So no one could really say anything negative about flossing.
Oh, my God.
It's good hygiene. So you're welcome.
It's with a flosser, folks, but I don't know how it is.
I happen to have one in my pocket.
How is that a thing?
Last night, I believe I went and got one out of the closet in the bathroom, and I put it in my pocket, but then when I got in bed, I think I took my sweats off, but I was going to use it.
Okay.
So
this is the most opportune, is that a word? I know inopportune is.
Yeah, see, just right then, I already did another tooth, little crevice. So, yeah, talk about multitasking.
This is sneaky, what's it called? Flossing.
Sneaky flossing.
Hashtag sneaky flossing.
Hashtag sneaky flossing.
Oh my God.
So I remember one Christmas, I was, you know, just for a little Christmas story, you know, by the fire. I was, I think I was probably a teenager or so, and I really wanted a VCR for Christmas. You know, that's when VCRs were cool and everything. And I was, I didn't ask for it because I didn't think my parents had the money for it. And so I didn't ask for it. And Christmas Day, I got a VCR.
Woo!
Yeah.
How excited were you?
I was really excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you still remember it. That's how cool that was.
Yeah. Probably one of the, you know, few that I do remember from my childhood.
I still have a lot of the toys I got when I was a child.
I know you do.
At least a big container of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I got one, Fluffy, that big. He's a tan dog, a stuffed dog.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of that big doll I think your mom made?
It's a monkey named Julie. Is that Julie?
Oh, yeah. Monkey. Oh, that thing is weird.
Look. Don't do that.
But cool.
My mom made it, and it was life-size at the time.
It's weird in a historical kind of way.
It's not weird at all. It's just a handmade life-size doll of a monkey. And she put these... I can't believe you say that. She put this elastic.
She's offended.
Yeah. Elastic on the feet and the hands so that I could dance with Julie. And I did.
Oh,
I played around with that because she was the same height as me.
Oh, nice.
And I was an only child, dude.
Oh, that was your friend.
Yeah, she was a friend.
Oh, shit. You didn't never explained it like that.
I mean, like, it wasn't like a weird thing. I knew she was stuffed. But actually, I named her after a friend of mine that moved away.
Did you two have slumber parties?
No.
Oh. Did you build forts together?
No, dude.
Oh, okay. So Julie was a friend and...
I mean, that's how I cared about her and still do, so... And plus, okay. It means a lot that my mom made her.
I'm sorry for offending you.
I've already told you that before. Don't mess with Julie.
I think you have, yeah.
Like, I actually do mean it.
Yeah, Julie is a touchy subject around here.
Not if, I mean, only if you're going to be a douche about it. Like, she's cool. It's something my mom made.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get the sentimental value.
Sheesh. And it didn't weird me out as a kid. I thought she was awesome.
Yeah.
A fucking life-size monkey that you could dance with. I grew up in Juneau, Alaska. We didn't have like Toys R Us or anything.
Yeah. Sheesh.
Touch her.
No Toys R Us.
No McDonald's.
Where'd you guys get like your toys from?
Man? Sears catalog.
There was no store in town.
No.
Like to get a toy.
No. Well, I mean like a IGA or there was a clothing. No, I don't know where they would have got toys.
Really?
Yeah. There
Not
was
even
no,
at the mall?
Well, the mall had like, you know.
I'm just. Does did
Like
it
a department
it?
Store.
Did the department store have toys in it?
I don't
it?
Remember toys, no.
Hmm. So the department they didn't have was a toy department.
Well, maybe they did then.
I'm just asking.
Like, I don't remember, like, but I mean, I'm guessing people of Juneau had toys. But I mean, when I looked for my Christmas presents, I always looked in the Sears catalog. Sears or JCPenney's.
Okay, so you had to order a lot of stuff in. Dang. Yep. That would take like back then like
oh,
2
no.
months.
I just remembered a store called Rexall. Rexall had like games and toys and stuff because
oh, okay.
One year my mom and I played a radio game on KINY in Juneau, which is still there.
KINY.
It was called Nugget Bucks
and Kenny.
You would join the game somehow, probably put your name in somewhere, and then they would pull your name out and call you. And if you answered the phone, Nugget Bucks, you would win something.
And you guys did that?
Yeah,
everyone
we did it
that
for
called.
Like a month.
Oh, my God.
And that's when it was
Did you guys get a lot of calls?
Enough, yeah. Nugget bucks.
Nugget bucks. Oh, and then you won?
We won, or yeah.
What'd you win?
We won a backgammon game, and my mom still has it.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we won that playing nugget bucks when I was probably like 9.
Wow, so,
geez. 41 years ago.
That's how they did some contests back then. Yeah. They would call you. You had just submitted your number and mm-hmm. you got to be like, you had to be bucks. Waiting.
That meant you had to be at home.
Yeah.
Like on your cell phone.
Yeah. They weren't going through the answering machine.
No.
Or texting.
There was probably a huge part of the day that could only be a morning or an evening game, you know, for the DJs to call you. Because during the day, who's going to be home?
Yeah. Probably not.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Dang. Well, this has been Toasted Marshmallow Adventures Christmas Edition.
In three parts.
Especial.
Yeah. First yeah. one ever.
Yeah.
This is numero uno, Chris Adams.
Yeah. Number one Christmas episode. Mm-hmm.
We hope you all have a very, very Merry Christmas. And thank you so much for listening.
And don't be a Grinch.
No. We're not very good at saying thank you, I think. But we do thank everybody that listens.
Yeah.
Tell your friends.
Oh, one thing real quick we should touch on, and because I believe that she listens, Ashley from Elevate, on Thanksgiving morning after we taught and we were leaving the studio.
Oh, yeah.
She came out and she said, this is on Thanksgiving, that I'm thankful for
the Toasted Marshmallow
Adventures podcast.
Yeah, that was so cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ashley. Ashley, that was awesome.
Yeah, that
made our day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, oh, she knows who we are. I mean, not that we don't know her, but she
was shaking stuff.
No, she knows us in a different way.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Totally. All right. Well, I'm signing out.
I'm signing off.
I'm Chris Adams.
I'm Wendy Mosier. #GetToasted.
Stay toasted.
Merry Christmas.